We appreciate your having this hearing. We think it's very important to correct some of the misimpressions that have been created about these activities, which, as the Deputy Attorney General explained, are entirely lawful and appropriate for protecting the nation. In my opening statement, I'd like to make three related points about the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. The first is that the activity that this court regulates, which is the acquisition of foreign intelligence for national security purposes, was historically outside of all judicial supervision. In fact, courts have held that the Fourth Amendment does not require a warrant at all for the conduct of surveillance for foreign intelligence purposes. FISA was passed in 1978, and at that time established for the first time a requirement that we get a judicial order in order to conduct certain kinds of foreign intelligence or counterintelligence activities within the United States.